Under the new federal CDC guidelines about the spread of the more contagious Delta variant, indoor mask wearing is now recommended in several counties in New York. So far, though, few counties have imposed new mask mandates. Cuomo, who is vaccinated, says he has decided to resume wearing a mask in indoor settings if he's in a high-risk locality.
And the locality says, wear a mask. I'm going to wear a mask because I wore a mask for a year. It's not the biggest deal in the world. And I could get this Delta variant and I could spread the Delta variant. So better safe than sorry, I'm going to wear a mask.
But he says he does not believe that new mask mandates will be the answer to tamping down the spread of the Delta variant. He says the state needs to instead intensify its efforts to get more of its population vaccinated.
Everybody is talking about a mask policy. Mask policy will be important, but I don't believe a mask policy is going to be enough. I think we're going to have to talk about a vaccination policy.
Currently, just over 57% of all New Yorkers are fully vaccinated. That's below the levels considered necessary to reach herd immunity. The governor says if the spread of Delta continues, then nursing homes should impose mandatory vaccination policies for all of their employees, and schools should require teachers to get the vaccine before school starts next month.
School opens in 1 month. If you don't set a policy today, you're going to have chaos when school opens, because it'll be impossible for a teacher to get the two shots done.
And Cuomo once again is urging bars and restaurants to consider allowing only vaccinated patrons to eat and drink at their establishments. Restaurant groups say while they support owners who have already made the decision to only accept vaccinated customers, they understand why it would be difficult for many bars and restaurants to on their own impose and enforce vaccine mandates. While Cuomo extended mandatory vaccines to the 50,000 or so employees of the state-run mass transit system, he no longer has the power to impose similar policies on anyone not directly working for the state of New York. The governor ended the pandemic state of emergency in June and now can only recommend that private businesses and local governments adopt similar rules. The governor warned, though, that if the virus rate continues to increase, then he'll consider declaring a new state of emergency. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.